This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have had a great run here of New York sports over the last month or so. Great runs, a lot of wins, a lot of fun. But it is coming crashing down. The Mets, of course, getting eliminated by the Dodgers was the first one. The Jets losing five in a row was next. And the Giants, of course, now in the midst of another nothing season. And the Yankees on the brink of elimination and on the brink of being swept by the Dodgers. Just frustrating, tough to watch. I mean, the Yankees cannot compete with good baseball teams if Aaron Judge can't hit. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in these games, but that's really what the Yankees, since Aaron Judge has been the focal point of this team since 2017, if he doesn't hit like he doesn't hit in the postseason, they can't beat teams like the Astros, like the Red Sox that one year, like the Rays who were built better than them, and like the LA Dodgers in 2024. They can't keep up. And to watch them last night be completely just overwhelmed by Walker Buehler and the Dodgers pitching when I thought they were going to score some runs last night, I really did. With the bullpen game coming up, I thought they'd get to Buehler, then Dave Roberts wasn't going to use his best arms in this game and they would win. And they're just sitting there looking at fastball, looking at fastballs, looking at fastballs, looking at fastballs. I mean, just really, really frustrating, and I don't see how they win a game at this point. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. So what this reminds me of, it reminds me of the 2015 World Series between the Mets and the Kansas City Royals, where the Kansas City Royals basically schooled the Mets. And we were Met fans. We sat there. We watched it. We were frustrated. We did get the Matt Harvey night, and then all of a sudden that blew up. But I just felt like the Royals, who had been to the World Series the year before, just had everything going right for them. They had good, solid pitching. They had timely hitting. They could play the field. They could play defense. They could do all the little things that are required to win games at this level. You know, we're not in the middle of July. We're not in the middle of August, where a three-game losing streak is not going to kill you, and you can come back from it and get hot again. You know, this is the World Series. This is it. This is what it all comes down to. And, you know, even though I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, there was something to be said about the Yankees getting here through a cakewalk, because those teams that they played, Kansas City and Cleveland, are not the Dodgers. The Dodgers are, and we saw it as Met fans, the Dodgers are a really well-put-together team. They do a lot of little things right. They know how to run the bases. I could start off by in a million different directions this morning. I could start off with the starting pitching. We could talk about Aaron Judge. We could talk about 11 strikeouts. We can talk about Luis Rojas sending a guy who they've told all year long, don't run. Don't run. Whatever you do, don't run. That's going to hurt you. And we're gonna ask him to go from second to home on a ball that's hit to left field. I mean, that to me, like, that's just a reflection of what this series is all about.
Yeah. So
bad decisions, bad ideas, bad plays in the field.
So when I watched this live, I was like, why are you sending him? He's lumbering. He can't move. The whole thing. And then I look back and I'm like, man, like, it did take a great throw. He had gotten to second base on the double, and he looked spry. The Yankees can't drive anybody in.
By the way, he almost got thrown out of second base.
Yeah, but he almost whatever. So with horseshoes and hand grenades, right? So he almost scored on that thing too. So I mean, I didn't have a problem him being sent in that situation after I thought about it.
I did 100%. The moment that it happened, I'm like,
because
I
see the Yankees get a lot of big hits, right? So let's leave a guy on third base with two outs.
You just don't want to make an out at home, and especially when you're in the middle of a
potential rally. You also don't want to leave a guy on third base with two outs.
I mean, look, this is what's going on with the Yankees. They have their slowest guy standing on second base, and, you know, he gets thrown out at home. And I just got done telling you that I felt like this was the Royals versus the Mets back in 2015. They're making the defensive plays. The Yankees have not made the defensive plays. The Mets are the Yankees are striking out. The Dodgers aren't striking out. The Dodgers have gotten strong starting pitching. The Yankees in the last two games have gotten very little from their starting pitching. Too many walks. Too many starting innings with men on base for the Dodgers. And this is all with, and you can see Shohei Ohtani's not right. You can see it. We all see it. I mean, you're just standing up there. You can barely swing the bat. And Clark Schmidt walks him in the first, at bat
four,
of the game.
Four pitches.
Like, what are you doing?
Pitches.
Make him hit it.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, guys, last time we saw this guy, his shoulder was popped out of the socket. So let's not throw him a strike.
Exactly. So I'm like, all of these little things add up to where the Yankees are right now. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to go back to game one. And it comes down to one pitch, and it changed the whole series. I don't know if the Yankees can get out of this. I really don't. I don't have the confidence that they can. I picked them to win in seven, and now it looks like they're getting steamrolled. Maybe they win tonight. Maybe that's the case. And by the way, tonight, I guess there was a chance that Gerrit Cole would pitch. He's not going to pitch.
Yeah, which is another, I'm confused. And maybe there's something that they're not telling us, but like analytics have taken over the game. We know that the Dodgers do it well. The Dodgers also have as much talent as anybody in baseball. So I don't know if it's great analytics or great talent or a combination of both, whatever. But there's just certain guys that I just always, and I said the same thing yesterday about him coming out of the game. There's just certain guys that at this point in the season, I'm expecting Gerrit Cole to just go for it. Like completely, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm making all this money. This is why I have the pinstripes on. Okay, we're down 3-0, but hell, we're not going to go down with me on the mound. Give me the ball.
Yeah, well, the one thing I will say is that the Yankees are probably looking at the Dodgers going, okay, they got a bullpen game. So maybe we do have a little bit of, I will say the last two starting pitchers, Rodon and Schmidt, gave them nothing. Gave him nothing. Just basically served up, gopher balls and also walk guys. I mean, just afraid to throw strikes. And I understand that because the Dodgers are a hell of a team. They're balanced. They hit. They do the right thing. I mean, watching Freddie Freeman in the first inning go yard last night, I'm like, you got to be that is just like. Insane.
No, I mean, yeah, so it's like you've come to peace with the fact that you're down 2-0. You got three games at home. The Yankee fan that paid money through the nose to get into the building is finally going nuts and cheering and there. And listen, we win this game. Walker Buehler stinks, and we get a bullpen game. We can get this thing 2-2. Everybody's there, ready to go, and then whap, first inning, and it just, boom, life gets sucked right out of it. Then Aaron Judge strikes out. And his first at bat, I mean,
he missed that ball by 3 feet.
Yeah, I mean, that was a 3-2 pitch too.
He missed that ball. I don't know, 3 feet. That's a little extreme, but maybe by 5 or 6 inches.
I mean, they have run into better teams every single time that they've been eliminated in the postseason in the Aaron Judge era from 2017 on. They've never had a series where they were the better team and lost, and we see that a lot. Like, for example, like the Phillies, I believe the Phillies were the better team for the entire year, but the Mets went in there and beat them. Like, they're thinking, like, crap, we should have won this series. Like, we were here, we were in the playoffs, everything else. They were the better team. The Mets were hot, more hot. They were able to win that series. What happens with the Yankees in the postseason is they run into these teams that are more complete whose stars perform. So the Yankees star, I mean, I shouldn't say that. Soto's been pretty good. Stan's been good. But Judge is a zero. And this Yankee team cannot beat a good team with Judge being a zero.
So think about this. For three games, think about starting pitching and defense first. Who has won that battle?
Starting pitching and defense is obviously the Dodgers.
All right. So that has nothing to do, really, with... I'm not even talking about offense because obviously we know what's going on with the Yankee offense. It's flat, it's dead. But they had a chance to win Game One, and one decision to bring Nestor Cortez in an impossible situation for him, to me, is the decision that is ultimately going to end up losing the Yankees this World Series. I'm sorry, it's a momentum.
They weren't going to win this series anyway. They could have won that game.
It's
and extended
a momentum
it, but...
game. That was a momentum shifter right there. And then Freddie Freeman has been a monster that I don't think anybody expected, especially coming off of the ankle. Remember, they were talking to him after they beat the Mets. Are you going to be playing in the World Series? Are you going to be playing? You have 4 days off. Are you going to be playing? Are you going to be playing? How's the ankle? Ankle okay? You going to be all right?
Well, he got healthy.
Like, I guess what? He's like, hey, I just had 4 days off.
Yeah, he got healthy.
Dumbasses, why are you asking me this question? Well, of course I'm playing.
Right. I mean, I mean, Freddie Freeman's numbers in the World Series are insane, so I don't know if we could say that nobody expected it, because if he did get healthy, this is what he does. I mean, he hits home runs in World Series games. It's insane. And he's going to be the World Series MVP. So, I mean,
it's starting game one, bad defense. Game two, bad defense. Obviously, lack of timely hitting, not manufacturing runs, bad starting pitching. Aaron Boone in game one taking Gerrit Cole out of the game, and Gerrit Cole not fighting to stay in the game. Aaron Boone bringing out Nestor Cortez after he hasn't pitched in 6.5 weeks in an impossible situation. It's all right there. We all see it.
Right,
I
know, but all these things that you're talking about, the Yankees were a part of the Yankees season. You know, bad base running.
Nestor Cortez coming out of the bullpen.
Well, that wasn't. But suspect defense. But when you have an MVP in the middle of the lineup,
not doing his job,
no,
I know.
It masked all that in a regular season.
And by the way,
don't think about that stuff. You're winning games. But now, it's a big problem.
The bottom of the lineup's not doing anything either until the bottom of the ninth inning. And we got a bat flip down 4-2.
Wow.
I mean, and I'll talk about, like, just not paying attention and not realizing the moment. The whole thing got off to a bad start last night. The whole thing.